Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. And I don't have a title for my message today, but we're going to be talking about some end time stuff, something that's very important that has to do with you enduring to the end. I released a word today. I think the title of the word is Plagues Coming, and it's about some plagues that are coming in the future. One of which, by the way, the Lord said there was a cure for. Okay. So a little while later, hours later, late this morning or early this afternoon, I got an email from someone, and I'm going to read you the body of the email because I'm not going to identify the person who sent it. And he was referencing this word. I don't believe for a minute that God will let that happen to his people. What about the blood over the doorpost? What about 10,000 will fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left, but it won't come near your dwelling? What about claiming the blood? God has always protected his people. And yes, there will be martyrs. Maybe people not living for God, but not his people. I can't believe that. Before I tell you how I answered that email, I want to ask you a question. One of the things I want to ask you is, what happened to that line in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? Or is that just for until his will includes any suffering for you? Okay, you need to think about this, because these situations are coming. They are coming to God's people as well as other people. The Lord has told us again and again and again in the words, I will protect my people until it is time for them to come home to me. Now, when the until gets here, when he's going to call you home, he's going to lift that protection so he can bring you home. All right. That doesn't mean that's going to be everybody. Not everybody's going to die of a plague or a judgment or whatever, but some people are going to die that way. He told me once before, I can't remember when it was, what, maybe a couple of years ago, I can't remember, that when the judgments happened, there would be Christians who died in the judgments. And I asked him, I said, Lord, are Christians going to die in these judgments? Are you going to like call everybody out of town, or what's going to happen? And he said, there will be Christians who die in the judgments if it is their time to go, which matches what I'm telling you. Okay? All right. What if, I want y'all to think about this. This is why I'm talking about this. This won't be a very long podcast, but I just want to do a quick little discussion. What if the plague comes to your house? Let's say you're out foraging for food or whatever. Or you're in the grocery store and you catch the plague. One of the plagues, okay, and you get really, really sick. You're laying there, you're on your sick bed. And what if whoever's in control then comes to you and says, you know what, we have a cure for this, and all you have to do is take this mark and we'll cure you? Why do you think God told us there's a cure for one of the plagues? He didn't say he had the cure. He didn't say, ask me for the cure. He said, there is a cure. That tells me at least one of the plagues will be man-made. Okay, so I want you to think about that. What price would you pay to end your own suffering? Now, before I finish discussing this email, I got quite a few words ahead of time this week. I got words for all 5 weekdays, and then I got a word for Saturday, and then I got a word for Sunday. And I can't remember today, the word I got was for Sunday or for Monday, but I got a word about the bride, and I saw a vision of the bride, and there were all these filthy spots on her dress. And I mean, some of them were so filthy they were just solid black, like she'd been in the mud or something, in black clay mud like in Texas. And as I watched in the vision, I was like, Lord, how can you ever get those spots out? Because, you know, he said he would have a bride without spot or blemish. I said, how can you ever get those out? And she looked sickly in her face, and he said, I'm going to refine them out. And he showed me what he meant. And what he meant was like what I just told you about choosing the mark or choosing to die of the plague. If it's your time to go, you're supposed to go. If it's not your time to go, you're probably not going to catch anything, or you're going to survive it, either one. But if you take the mark, when you go, you're not going up there, you're going somewhere else. Okay? So the way that what he showed me about the bride was that the spots were the people who were living worldly lives, who refused to give up sin. The really dark spots were people who were hanging on to willful sin, going, I'm just not going to give this up. You know, his grace will cover me, or whatever, you know, just saying. And his grace does cover us when we're trying to do the right thing. But if you know you're sinning and you just keep on sinning, I don't think his grace covers you in that case. I could be wrong about that, but my understanding and the way I've always understood it in my own life was that if I was submitting to him and letting him sanctify me, letting the Holy Spirit sanctify me, then his grace would cover any place where I missed it. But if I was not submitting and I thought, okay, well, let's say I wanted to go out and commit fornication, and I thought, okay, that's a sin, I'm going to do it anyway. That's rebellion. And when you do that, how's grace going to cover you? Okay, y'all just give that some thought, all right? I'm trying to help you. I want y'all to think about this stuff before the end times get here, because we're already in the end times, but not before the end times, but before the judgments are hitting right and left, and you know people are dying all around you. I don't want you to have to think about it then, or like you're running for your life, you know, they're persecuting Christians and killing us. I don't want y'all thinking about it then. I want you to think about it now, so, okay, so you can be ready. All right. I wrote this man back to his email, and I said, you are in great danger of losing faith in God as the end times play out. Yes, he will protect us. He has told us again and again, I will protect my people until it is time for them to come home to me. Were the disciples protected at the end? Were they? And we're talking about the people who started the church after Jesus died. The people who walked with Jesus and started the church, did all the work, and lost their lives for it. I think most of them were crucified, weren't they? I think James was killed with the sword. I can't remember what the others were, but a great many of them were crucified. Did he protect them from that? And it wasn't because anything was wrong. They were his people. Come on now. They were his people, y'all. They were the very beginning of all of us. You know, after Jesus was all the disciples, he wrote, you know, wrote the Bible and all that kind of stuff. And come on now, think about this. And you're thinking that, okay, well, when all this happens, I'm automatically protected because I believe in Jesus. Not so. You're protected until it's time for you to go home. All right? Okay, now, I think it was maybe last year or the year before. I can't remember the exact date or year, anything like that. The Lord told me about the falling away. I think I was praying about it and asking him. I was reading scripture probably and saying, Lord, what does this mean? And the falling away didn't mean what I thought. What I thought it meant was that people will stop loving each other. We won't be, you know, caring about each other and showing love to each other. And I might have been praying and saying, Lord, is the internet, like, is that the falling away? Because there's so many less interactions between people since we can communicate electronically. And what God told me was, and I don't remember, this is not an exact quote, I don't remember his exact words, but what he told me was the falling away was the falling away from believing in him. And he showed me churches standing empty. And he said it wasn't because his word wasn't being preached. He said it was because his word wasn't being believed. People had stopped believing his word because of the things that were happening according to scripture, because they would pray and say, Lord, don't let this happen, or, you know, and then he wouldn't stop it because he said all scripture has to be fulfilled. Y'all, he's been telling us this all along in these words. Because scripture has to be fulfilled, he cannot stop these things from happening, or the end will never get here and evil will never be destroyed. Okay? So what happens is people are standing there and they've got all this faith and they're saying, okay, I'm going to pray that away. And they pray and it don't go away. So they just go, you know, of course the devil lies to them. Oh, see, your God doesn't care about you. And so they go, okay, maybe God doesn't care about me. And they stop believing. That's what I was telling this man. Okay? This is a serious danger. Your faith has got to be real. Do y'all remember when I went through the wilderness? One of the things I learned from that wilderness where I almost became homeless was that my faith cannot be conditional. My faith cannot be conditional on God giving me everything that I think I have to be comfortable. Okay? If you believe that unless he has this and this and this and this in your life, that, you know, he can't be your God, then your faith is conditional and that's not real faith. All right? That's treating God kind of like an ATM machine. Okay, you're my God if you do this. You're not my God if you take away that. Come on, y'all. We're talking about hard stuff here today, but you got to think about this and you need to think about it now, not later, all right? I want y'all to get along with God and I want y'all to look at your faith. I want you to get along with yourself and look at your faith. If you were homeless tomorrow, if you didn't have a car tomorrow, if you didn't have a job, if the economic collapse comes and you have nothing, is he still your Lord or is he not? He's either Lord of your life or he's not Lord of your life. Now, I want to touch on one more thing. The falling away is 2 Thessalonians, okay? And I'm not looking at exactly the scripture. Let me see if I can find it. I think it's 2 Thessalonians 2:3, I think, because I want to tell y'all something about that. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Okay. Now, I'm reading from the New Testament, the Perry Stone Prophetic Study Bible for the New Testament. I'm going to read you just a little bit. Specific signs will precede the unveiling of the coming man of sin, the Antichrist. The first is called the falling away, which comes first and will be followed by the revealing of this man of sin. The Greek word for revealed here means to take the cover off of what has been hidden or veiled. The English phrase falling away is translated from the Greek word apostasia, which is where we get our word apostasy, which is the common Greek word used in connection with a revolt or rebellion. Especially from a biblical standpoint, a revolting against truth as it relates to Scripture, a falling away from God and his word. Y'all following this? You see what I'm showing you here? Before the Antichrist. Now, why would that happen right before? Right before the Antichrist is revealed, there's going to be this great movement where people go, there's not a God. He's not God. He's not my God or whatever. And they're going to go, I don't believe this anymore because he's not doing what I want him to do. You're not getting your will. Your will's not being done on earth. So you decide he can't be your God. And when that happens and the Antichrist shows up on the screen, then the mark comes out, right? Shortly after somewhere, the mark is going to come out. And a lot more people are going to take that mark, aren't they? Y'all, please listen to me. Please listen to me. I want to see all of y'all in heaven. Please hear me. You need to know now, when you see these things happening and when you cannot pray them away, when no matter how strong your faith is, you can't stop these judgments from happening, you have to decide in your heart now, is he still going to be your God? If you don't have all the comforts, and this is especially true for us here in America because we're used to a fairly comfortable life. We have shelter, we have food, you know, clean water. Other countries, China is exceptionally rich. China is the superpower now. And y'all have lots of money in China. If you don't have your comforts anymore, is he still your God? Is he still going to be Lord of your life? If he's not, then you're going to take the mark. And when you take the mark, you're doomed. You're doomed to an eternity in hell, being tortured by demons and being burned with fire all day, every day, from now on. And there are people who say, oh, a loving God would never send people to hell. This word is either all true or it's all false. You either believe it all or you don't need to believe it at all, okay? So if you're going to believe it, believe it. If you're not, then you don't need to worry about watching the rest of this podcast. You don't need to watch the rest of this video or listen to this podcast anymore. I want y'all to think about this. I want you to really, really think about this because this is coming. And I believe that I was shown today that we have 2 years or less before persecution becomes very severe, at least in America. And I'm sure if it becomes severe here, it's going to be severe in other places. I'm just saying. I could be wrong about the time, but I don't think I am on this, y'all. And y'all know I very seldom ever name dates or times or any of that. Y'all, please, please listen to me. Please think about this. This is really important. The word tells us what we need to know. But we have to do what God's telling us to do in the word if we want things to go as well as possible for us. The end is not going to be fun. It's not going to be pleasant for anyone. It's going to be hard. It's going to be intense. Not everybody's going to be here for all of it. I believe that God is showing a lot of people now to get their houses in order because they're not going to be around so long. And I have not heard from people that are saying that, but it's just a feeling that I have in my spirit. If you are getting that, send me an email or post on the Just Praising Facebook page or something and share with other people, because I think that there are people out there who've been told that. And if you are, that's awesome to have that gift of knowing that you're going to be, you know, you're going to leave before the bad stuff comes or whatever happens or at some point. That's a good thing if you know, because you can get your house in order. But I just want to tell y'all, I want y'all to think about this beforehand. Don't wait till the last minute to go, let's see, is he going to be my Lord now that I don't have this or this or this? He's not giving me my way. So is it going to be his way or the highway? You get to choose, but your choice has eternal consequences one way or the other. Remember, this is what's going to cause the falling away. People refusing to believe because God doesn't live up to their expectations. So I want y'all to spend some time this weekend thinking about this, all right? Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. I hope y'all all have just a really great week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book, No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free.